Word of Life, a daily reading and reflection on the gospel of the day, a soothing respite from the daily grind. Listen to The Word of Life, presented to you by Monsignor Pedro C. Quitorio. Word of Life.
The Gospel for March 28, 2024, Holy Thursday. Mass in the afternoon or evening of the Lord's Supper. It is taken from John chapter 13, verses 1 to 15. Before the feast of Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to pass from this world to the Father. He loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. The devil had already induced Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to hand him over. So during supper, fully aware that the Father had put everything into his power, and that he had come from God, and was returning to God, he rose from supper and took off his outer garments. He took a towel and tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and dry them with the towel around his waist. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Master, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing, you do not understand now, but you will understand later." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "Unless I wash you, you will have no inheritance with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, then not only my feet, but my hands and head as well." Jesus said to him, "Whoever has bathed has no need except to have his feet washed. For he is clean all over. So you are clean, but not all." For he knew who would betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." So when he had washed their feet and put his garments back on and reclined at table again, he said to them, "Do you realize what I have done for you? You call me teacher and master, and rightly so, for indeed I am. If I, therefore, the master and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you should also do." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. A short reflection on the Gospel today. Today, the whole Catholic world enters into what we traditionally call the sacred Paschal Triduum of the Passion and the Resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the highest point of the entire liturgical year. It begins with the evening Mass of the Lord's Supper, and then it goes to its peak during the Easter Vigil on Saturday evening of the Lord's Supper, and it centers on the Easter Vigil and culminates with the Vespers of the Sunday of the Resurrection. This most sacred liturgical celebration in the life of the Church and in the life of each Christian is a celebration of God's love, where He rescues humanity from death and gives him the opportunity back to life. The Church, which is the body of Christ the Head, also celebrates, therefore, this day of God's greatest love. According to Pope Francis, the Lord wants us to belong to a church that knows how to open her arms and welcome everyone. That is not a house for the few, but a house for everyone, where all can be renewed, transformed, sanctified by His love. The strongest and the weakest, the sinners, the indifferent, those who feel discouraged or lost. The mandate for this day is, love one another as I have loved you.
Thank you for listening to Word of Life, featuring today's Gospel and Time Reflections, brought to you as a special public service feature of the CBCP Media Office. Word of Life.